We're going to try to find out what's going on in Washington as well, because right beside us was Finley and B-Mitch. B-Mitch and Finley, Brian Mitchell, who, you know,
used to be kind of good at returning and being running with the football, which, by the way, doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, they're scared.
If, you know, if you were in the lead today, Brian Mitchell with those former Washington Redskins, you would be you'd have to play slot receiver.
I'll do that.
You'd be a third down back.
I'll do that.
You can catch balls.
I did all that.
Fine.
You know, quarterback, whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing making me a difference.
Well, they're trying to get returns back in the game a little bit with these kickoff rules, right?
Semi.
Like, there's hope anyway.
Well, they do it. I watched the XFL, and that's what they were doing, not the UFL. That's the same thing they did there. And the guy that can get up to speed quickly is going to benefit him. And the guys that are very elusive running down the field, they're going to benefit them as well. So it's going to be some guys that they have back there returning now won't be able to do it.
It's interesting. Even Bill Belichick, who, you know, now for some fans, it's a bad word to say Bill Belichick now because he was a big meanie. But even him with McAfee, he gave like a 5-minute breakdown on, well, here's how all the body types are going to change up front. It's going to be less receivers and more blah, blah, blah. So, like, for the football people, clearly they can, like, flip the switch like that and try to figure this all out.
It is, and I think what you're looking at this point is more or less going to be like more of an offensive play now. You know, the kick return at the point, you had so much distance in between you.
Yeah.
Now, with everybody lined up just a certain distance apart, it's more like the old Washington running play, the power and things like that. So, you may see some coaches are going to be innovative. The innovative special teams coaches are going to have success. The ones that have been lazy, they're going to still not have success.
Interesting. Hey, so when Joe Gibbs left the first time, was his reputation ruined like Bill's was?
No. When he left, the thing about Joe,
they loved him so much they brought him back.
Joe was the nicest guy, and you know he'll let us know some things when it was bad. But to the public, he was always that grandfather type, you know, the nurturing guy who always was very positive, religious, and things like that. So no one had a bad thing to say about Coach. But, you know, Bill can step on some toes.
Well, of course. And you know what?
But he was successful, though.
Well, and that's the thing, B-Mitch. And Brian Mitchell is with us. And we are hopefully going to connect with B-Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan down in D.C. But I get it that you're like you and Christian, you're old school guys. You know what I mean? Like, you can – is there something to, in your opinion, the – modern athlete, quote unquote, and do you have to powder their bum and hug them? Or in the sport of football, can you still be direct and maybe step on some toes as long as you're successful?
You can be, but you have to be consistent. I think the problem with kids today, they all are entitled. Mm-hmm. And it's not just football players or things like that. It's everybody out there, even society. You know, adults working in buildings. Oh, I don't want to go into the building. I don't want to go to work. You can't tell me to do that. You know, everybody is doing it now. But if I have a certain standard and I stick to it, you have to deal with it.
There we go. I think the simulcast is happening, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we got it going.
We actually made this work.
B-Mitch and Finley.
This is amazing.
And we have Doc Walker also.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Doc Walker. I haven't talked to Doc in forever, man. Wow.
What up?
How we doing, Papa Doc?
Hey, since we're in Detroit?
Papa Doc? I like it.
Can you rap, Papa Doc?
Where is everybody right now? Doc and I are at a remote at D-City Smokehouse, Florida Avenue, Northwest D.C.
We're right here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're basically at
We're right next to each other. I just slid over to their table.
Yeah, I would say we're basically, JP, we're at the Odyssey Super Bowl Center.
There you go.
The folks at 97.1
Odyssey
Detroit,
Sports.
Odyssey Sports, they've done a great job of setting everybody up. We're in a room, and by the way, the green room setup, B-Mitch, is pretty good, right? They got drinks.
Yeah, I've already been into the Nuggets.
There we go, baby.
Love it.
So can I just ask you guys if I can start this? You all are going to make the pick for the New England Patriots. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Did you know that, by the way?
Did you know that?
I kind of felt that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But the thing about it, though, which quarterback are you all leaning to? Because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff.
Whoever Washington doesn't take.
Exactly.
But I don't. Bingo. So let's say Washington takes Daniels. Are you taking May or are you taking J.J.?
Taking JJ third. I think it's Drake May. They've been begging for someone to come up and give them. You might have heard us at B Mitch. We've been joking.
Why wouldn't they go with JJ? It's another second coming of Tom.
Well, B Mitch, they want a bag. Here's what they really want. What Elliot Wolf wants is for some hayseed to over-evaluate Drake May compared to J.J. McCarthy and go, we'll give you three first-round picks even though we shouldn't. That's really what they're hoping for, is that there's someone else that is more needy than them at quarterback.
Okay.
I like the voice for the hayseed there. That was pretty strong.
Well, you know, JP, I'm a yinzer. I spent the first 15 years of my life in Western Pennsylvania, also known as Western Pennsylvania, so I got that down. Basically, it's just me doing an imitation of my grandfather.
Brian and I believe the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. We don't know, but we think it's Jaden. Yep. Doc thinks that the Commanders are going to take Drake May.
Nope.
Who?
No.
There you go, Doc.
Your OC, the Washington Commanders OC, is now Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could not tailor make a quarterback for Cliff Kingsbury more than you could Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
It fits his offense. Even when he was at Texas Tech, as soon as I saw that Cliff was the OC, I was like, well, there goes Jaden Daniels. Because I believe the Patriots value Jaden Daniels much more than Drake May. And they've been trying to do everything to find a way to convince themselves that that can happen. It isn't.
Nope.
Cliff Kingsbury wants Drake, a Jaden Daniels.
And it's been thrown out there that Drake May ran that offense. But when I look at Kyler Murray and I look at the two quarterbacks, the closest to Kyler Murray is Jaden Daniels. He's just 7-8 inches taller.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see Drake May being that type of quarterback.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious. Why May? And do you like him, or do you just think Washington is going to go with him at number two?
I just think the okie doke, it's too good to be true. I like the kid out of Baton Rouge, like everybody else, but it's just too good to be true. So, on the contrary, because of this offense and because of who they've hired, I go, when has it ever worked out like you wanted to? Hardly ever. So we'll see.
Doc is still, you know,
suffering
from PTSD. From the previous
one. That's true. And what's interesting is Fourier
was there with him.
Well, Fourier has a strong opinion on Cliff Kingsbury because he played with him.
When they brought Cliff in, he broke all these records at Texas Tech, and he wasn't even actually playing. They stuck him in this room as a rookie, and he was breaking down film. I don't think he was supposed to be. And then he would roll out in his sweatsuit, and then when practice would start, and the little guy that would make sure nobody was practicing that should, he took off his sweats, and he started practicing. Okay? And now you can't do it anymore. So this is – you were not supposed to do that. Okay? And next I was like, wow, why are you in sweats, and why do you have your pads underneath your sweats? And where are your shoulder pads? Oh, I'm hiding them behind the tower.
Oh, I've been through some days like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I just feel like, listen, I would say, Doc, I rest assured – like, I just saw this tweet from Mel Kiper, and take it for what it's worth. Pretty much, hey, listen, it's going to be pretty boring at the top of the draft. It's Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May 3.
Well, you know, I hope it works exactly like that, and they can go in like 5 minutes, because when Washington is on the clock, I start another show. When they're off of it and make their decision, I only have to do a few more minutes after. I can be free early.
You'll be done early.
Yeah. I'll be at the bar quicker.
Yeah. Well, let us know which one you're going to.
Yeah, but they might trade back into the first, dude.
Yeah.
That's the trouble for going to the bar early.
I can handle myself.
There was a draft a few years ago where they traded back to get Montez Sweat, and a lot of people had to react when that trade came down.
True. Yeah, and it caught me, and I was feeling good, and I sobered up real quick.
And what's it like, just so us Patriot fans, Patriots fans, and maybe, you know, Commander fans out there, you guys have been suffering, you know, for such a long period of time. What's it like to draft every year, like, in the top 10? Like,
weren't in the top 10 every year. We always get, like, after
they prefer
the top 10. You know,
like
we never
13,
were able to get in the top
15, 10. 15, 17.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it where all of the great guys are gone already.
Oh, so but just not quite horrible, but just good enough to suck where you don't make
you
the playoffs.
You know what it's like with y'all about the experience for the next 5 years.
That's my point. That is my point.
See, they were over here talking, Jay.
No.
But they're looking forward to what we've been dealing with for 27 years.
Yeah.
They're about to experience
we're virgins at this. No question.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for some advice from the old vet, you know, like, hey, how'd you do it, you grizzled old vet? Hey,
well, and B, they did just draft second overall 5 years ago, like this, or 4 years ago. I mean, they just took Chase Young second overall. They just drafted a quarterback. When was Haskins drafted? That was 19.
RG3
was only 12 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what happens?
We are kind of used to this.
We know, I can tell you this, you can expect, based off of our drafting high in the top five, the first year is going to be great.
No.
And the rest, don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, wait, why would the first year be great?
Because both of those guys they won rookie of the year.
Hope. Oh, that's true.
And then after that, I don't know what the hell happens.
So what happened to those guys?
I think with Robert, I think it was too much of he was given too much too soon.
And he got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt, but still.
Good call.
Well, you can get hurt, but people have come back from injuries over and over again. But I think he was given too much too soon. He was given too much at a point where he was not mature enough to handle it. And I think that kind of affected him some. With Chase, I think Chase's mindset was a little bit more off the field instead of being on the field.
You're listening to the WEEI 106.7 The Fan simulcast of B. Mitch and Finley with Doc Walker, with Gresh and Fourier. And guys in Washington, I want to ask you, I have a theory that I think has held true for many, many years, and that is dopey new owner syndrome. They can't help themselves, okay? Now, in New England, they aren't dopey owners, but this is the first time that, as Fourier said, whenever Mayo got named head coach, ding dong, the witch is dead. Oh, my God, we can come out now.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that maybe going on in New England. Do you guys in Washington have any fear of that whatsoever, that, ooh, it's a first-time owner and he can't wait to ride the roller coaster?
No, I think he has enough experience with his other Josh has experience there. And I also think they got a guy who's a professional player on top of it, has been an owner of other places that could kind of keep things a little even keel. Listen, they're changing up things. They're Magic Johnson, but they're bringing things up to now the way things are supposed
to
be.
They're getting to par.
Washington was behind.
Yeah.
By far.
Well, and now they're bringing one of those guys who would be like, hey, maybe you should take a quarterback.
Now, I don't think Josh is going to be involved like that, but I think he hired the right guy.
He's going to be in Ashburn for the next 3 days, and that means, I believe, Sixers-Knicks is tonight, right, in Philly? And he's going to be in Ashburn instead. I think
he should be, because that's most important right now for him.
Sixers-Knicks are tonight, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think with Washington, because Washington's going to make him way more money than the Sixers.
Well, and it's the number 2 overall pick, and it's your first draft, right?
Like, yeah, you kind of have to be there.
Yeah, you should be.
We got to talk to him at the owners' meetings in Orlando, and he was honest, because at that point we asked, hey, you were in the room for the meetings at the Combine. What was up with that? He's like, man, it's my first time. I want to know how this process works. And you pay $6 billion for something? Yeah. I'm not mad about it.
That's what he should have started off with. I pay $6 billion. I get to do what the hell I want to do.
Yeah. He's going to any meeting at any time, unannounced, whenever you feel like it.
Right.
And that's kind of what Gresham was talking about with the Crafts. Like, you know, they were basically locked out of big decisions, injury reports, and everything like that. And now they basically have an open door policy.
But it worked for them.
It did.
Nobody's whining, bitching about the outcome and the results.
No, now
it's
we're
about
in
now
the,
what?
Now we're in the hug era of New England. Now we're in the we talk to the media now, and players. And
so Bill had the owner scared to talk to the media.
Thank you, B. Mitch.
Wow.
No, Bill. Oh, yeah.
He's
oh,
a badass.
Hey, how about
they
this?
Got their revenge by making a movie.
How about this?
I respect
movie.
Bill even more now. When you can tell a dude who owns it, do not talk to the damn meat. I like that.
Yep. No, and about that movie, Finley, that was that backfired.
Yeah.
That kind of backfired.
Are people up there as mad about it? Because it was such a hack job.
Yes.
I mean, they just went after Bill episode after episode.
Oh, so you recognize that also, right?
Yeah. I talked to Mitch about it all the time.
After the guy that went to more Super Bowls than some divisions combined.
Yeah.
And you're going to try to make it seem like he was bad?
No.
Man,
I'm glad you guys mentioned that because we're so insulated sometimes that we don't hear what people talk about outside of that New England region and how they viewed it, because we felt like they created that to, you know, they took all the juicy, you know, stories and say, hey, listen, this will sell to people who aren't football fans. Right, make this guy the bad guy. Make this guy the benevolent owner who just wants to keep all the peace, and make Brady the tortured soul who's just trying to win championships. There's something out of a Shakespearean play.
Nah, man, they really was. That dude was an orchestrator, and they won a lot with him. The people are not that stupid to believe that crap that they try to put out.
Was there any a chance that Bill was in the running for that head coaching job with the Commanders?
I think once they hired Adam Peters, he wasn't.
I think Magic wanted to at least discuss Belichick. And I think nationally there's a misperception that this is just kind of a vanity project for Magic. I think Magic's involved. I think Cliff Kingsbury's here because of Magic. I think maybe a guy with Magic's gravitas. You heard along the way here, we heard maybe Jaden Daniels doesn't want to go to the East Coast. He's a California guy. Mm-hmm. You know who could help ease those concerns is a fellow like Magic Johnson, mm-hmm. who does work all over the country but lives in L.A.
Agreed.
But the thing of it, I just think that with Bill comes in, that's a lot of stuff with it.
And stuff.
But also a lot of things that are going to mess up. If you think Adam Peters is the guy and you hired that guy first, mm-hmm. to come in here and change it, you can't bring Bill Belichick.
Why? What if he says, I don't want to – Andy Reid had power in Philly. He turned it down.
Power is not like.
You don't think it's the same thing.
So Belichick walked around like Darth Vader.
Belichick overshadowed everybody. Like
but he literally told Arthur Blank, he's like, I don't want to do it. I can easily see him saying, hey,
everybody's scared.
You know what?
I know, but I don't think they trusted him.
Kraft was also backstabbing him in the process.
Michael Jordan didn't want to shoot basketballs and go to the hole, but every time he touched one, he went, didn't he? Bill Belichick has been doing this all his life. He cannot change.
Nature.
He can't change.
But maybe so, and we'll see. You think he coaches again?
Probably so.
I don't know.
Somebody is going to go with it, and then people don't believe that his style works anymore. I think that's total BS.
I agree.
Because if you're consistent from day one being that way, everybody falls in line. But if you try to play the game as most coaches do today, want to be rough one day, very nice the next day, rough the next. No, Bill's going to be the same way the whole time, and guys will fall in line.
It's too confusing.
And if he's successful, people they already know his history. If he comes in and he's successful, everybody's going to fall in line.
So, JP, are you ready for this next year after, I'll say, maybe like a 10-win season in Dallas? We get, hey! I went out and got me Grace head coach of all time because we got fine way to beat everybody in our division. There we go. Here you go. Here's Bill Belichick. Are you ready for Bill Belichick?
Yeah, and he'll hate
Cowboys?
Bill in the end just like he hates Jimmy, who won him 3 Super Bowls.
I would think so. But if he won him one, at least Jarrah can go to the, Hall of Fame in the sky.
There could be a mutually parting of the ways for that team as well.
Hall of Fame in the sky. I love it. It'll be very interesting what happens with Belichick, and I think he's got to try to break the record, right? I think he certainly wants to try to pull that off.
Absolutely.
But I think Washington wasn't a fit. Does he want to rebuild a team? He wants to go somewhere where you're winning.
I think he loves the rebuild. I do. I think there's a part of him that he's such a football hardo.
But he's shown a little bit where he don't know how to rebuild.
What's that?
No, he doesn't.
He's shown where he doesn't know how to rebuild.
Wait, that's not what he wants. He wants a talented team that is underachieving. That's what he wants.
Fair.
So he comes in there, he whips them into shape, right? And then they win because they're talented, but they just have no direction.
Yeah.
You know, they have a coach that is inconsistent or just stupid, which I think is fair to say for some coaches.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're just dumb.
It's amazing to think a great coach.
You play long enough, you'll run into some dumb coaches.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I was going to say.
Would you say there's more? Yeah, more dumb. Thank you. I say this all the time. You run more dumb than good.
The players make them look smart.
Yeah.
Hey, JP, you know what? Someday what we'll do is we'll put the three football guys together and then have them tell stories, and then you and I will go play 9 holes or something like that.
We can get
the assorted tales of stupid
coaches. It'll take
you
longer to play 9 holes than it'll take us to figure something out. I promise you that.
Oh, listen, you all, JP, Mitch, I worked with you before. I know you got it, baby. All that stuff, and Doc, too. Guys, this was a blast.
I'm amazed we pulled it off, quite frankly.
Well, I
this
gotta
is
tell
wild.
You, I think
There's a lot going on here.
Hey, man, listen, you got to give more credit to y'all's producer.
I am.
And ours.
I am. He was sweating bullets.
We messed with him, but guess what? They got it together.
And our our guy Billy Lanny, he sounds very.
Billy Lanny is your
guy? Lanny.
Lanning, okay, our guy is Landy.
We call him
Landfill.
Professor Landini.
If Professor Landini sounds like Billy Lanny, who will tell you, yeah, the Patriots are going to take this guy, he's going to suck. Yeah, he's got that going.
That's
or whatever.
Basically how
no,
he
I'm,
is.
I'm not saying that that's what Billy would say, but it's the way Billy would say it, and that's part of the reason why we love him. Hey, guys, this has been an absolute blast.
Definitely, man.
JP,
definitely.
We'll give you B. Mitch back after he hits some of the boneless wings again.
Yeah, because they're putting the food out.
He likes those wings, man. Let him go. Hey, we're good.
They haven't brought the beer up yet, though.
No, that's true. Yesterday, the beer was out early. You guys were here. They handed out at 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
I don't drink, but there were some missing.
Yeah, I heard it's out now.
I don't drink.
I don't
drink.
I do.
Hey, thanks, guys. We appreciate you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right.